I'm talking to
Leonardo.
Hi, can you tell me what Cortex Lab is?
Sure, Cortex Lab is actually a room where we have many software-defined radio cards, and it can be used actually for testing out new communication techniques, for 5G or for IoT. All these kinds of things can be tested inside of this room. The particularity of this room is actually that it's shielded from the outside, so we have no interference coming in or going out of the room. And this allows us actually to do tests in any frequency band that we want. We can do testing in any frequency without being afraid of, interfering with a public radio or something like that. And its main objective actually is to allow research on radio, on cognitive radio, software-defined radio, and all these things.
But surely that's illegal if you go outside of the bands.
Yeah, of course, it's illegal, but since we're inside of the room and everything is contained, we are sure that we're not creating any interference with any public, police or fire, fireman, all these things.
So where is this lab based?
So we're based in Lyon. We're the university there, actually. We're called INSA de Lyon. And this is actually based in our lab. So we have the underground of the lab. There is a place where the room is hosted.
Okay. So why are you even here? Who cares about your room?
Yeah, so we're trying to spread out the word about this room. It's we have inaugurated it in 2014, and we're trying to attract the attention of the GNU radio community in general, but also of researchers, industrials, anyone who's interested in having a facility like that to try out their new algorithms and communication standards.
But that's going to be expensive, surely.
Yes. No. I mean, to access the room is for free.
For free, but that is expensive. If you have to pay for that, that is very expensive.
Yes. So we actually a publicly funded project from France. So we have the money, which was given to us by the French. How do I say that? The French government. Let's say like this. And the idea is that we create this room and we offer it for free to anyone in the world who wants to use it. So this is one of the main objectives of this project.
So I'm a ham radio enthusiast, example, and I have a brilliant idea for a highly efficient network. What do I need to do? How do I get in touch?
Okay, so actually you go to our website, which is http://www.
There'll be links in the show notes.
Oh, yeah, okay, so that's great. So so actually you go to our website. There's a wiki. There's a place in the wiki that explains exactly how to ask for an account. So you get the account, and then you come to our website again, and there's lots of tutorials which are explaining how to get started with Cortex Lab, and actually with GNU Radio as well. So it's a two-on-one. You mean you learn how to use GNU Radio and Cortex Lab all at once.
So what is GNU Radio, real quick?
So GNU Radio is a toolbox, a sort of a toolbox that allows us to create any kind of communication scheme easily. And it has a very nice graphical interface where you can attach blocks together, and you can create, for example, a very simple transmission scheme. You can decode FM. You can, hack satellite communications. Lots of these things, and people are using it a lot, and it's actually very, very popular right now.
Yeah, there's probably a whole go of talks on the FOSTEM website about that. I know there were last year. And but I'll need to come to France, obviously, to set all this stuff up.
No, of course not. So you can access the testbed through the internet. So it's just a simple SSH access. You have some websites where you can follow what's going on your experiment. So it's actually all web-based, all internet-based.
Okay, absolutely awesome. I don't know what more to say, really. So, what, Annie, how long has this been going? Do you have any plans for developing it? What if you get too many people coming along?
So, actually, we've been ongoing since 2014. So, this is when we actually inaugurated the room. The project has been going from 2012, and we're funded until 2020 or 21. I don't remember very well. And we plan to extend that to the future. And the idea is that actually we get as many users as we can, yes. So we have a scheduling system where you can book the platform for a certain amount of time, and you can do whatever you want in it. And if you have your own communication schemes that you want to try out, The only thing that you need to do is you need to convert that, whatever you have it in, into GNU Radio. Or actually, if you have a Linux executable, you can do that as well. It needs to communicate to the UHD driver, which is a driver for these EDOS USRPs. And then you can just bring the code and run it on our platform. It's very simple, very, very straightforward.
And there's no cost involved in it?
No cost at all, for free.
No cost involved in getting a state-of-the-art room to try out whatever you want.
That's it. Everything's for free.
Oh, you got to love that. Excellent. Thank you very much. Have we missed anything?
No, I think it's. I think we covered everything more or less.
Okay, so if you're into radio and you want to try this stuff out, go to cortexlab.fr. Thank you very much.